hard to thrill. Nothing really moves me anymore. I'm hard to thrill. Nothing really moves me anymore. There ain't nothing you can show me that I haven't seen before.
Hey, this is DJ Freak, and welcome to Oval Hour, pulling the rad facts straight from the White House on Wednesdays 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in today, where we'll be discussing two presidents, Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan. Today, my guest is Nikki. How are you today, Nikki?
I'm good.
How was your day, like, class-wise?
It's my easy day. I only have two classes.
No labs or anything like that?
Oh, I had bio lab. But we got out early.
That's nice. Do you know anything about Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan?
I know Ronald Reagan used to be a movie star.
Do you know any movies he was in?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure I'm too young to know.
he's kind of old and dead, technically. So maybe he's not, like, nowadays kind of president, even though he was a movie star. And we can keep watching him. That's kind of cool if you think about it. Most presidents probably have some filming nowadays, but like Abraham Lincoln, we see some photos, but we don't like see much. Like Ronald Reagan, he'll be dead forever and we can still look at him.
Oh, very true.
So Bill Clinton was born William Jefferson Blythe III on August 19th, 1946. He's an American politician who served as the 42nd president of the United States from 1993 to 2001. Mm-hmm. Previously, he served as governor of Arkansas from 1979 to 1981 and 1983 to 1992, and the state's attorney general from 1977 to 1979. A member of the Democratic Party, Clinton was a new Democrat, and many of his policies reflected a central third-way philosophy of governance. In 1998, he was impeached for perjury before a grand jury and obstruction of justice during a lawsuit against him, both related to the scandal involving a White House intern, Monica Lewinsky. He was acquitted by the U.S. Senate and served his complete term of office. You gasped a little.
Yes.
I mean, everyone kind of... I feel like young people, even like our age too, I mean, we're kind of young still, we're not too old, think like Bill Clinton, all they think about is that he was... cheating on his wife. Like, all they know about him is his scandal.
Of course, it was a big scandal. The Monica Lewinsky scandal was huge.
I mean, that's like when I'm like Bill Clinton, saxophones, Monica Lewinsky. That's all I think about. I mean, he did other things, obviously. Like, I researched him, and he did important things.
I feel with any kind of important figurehead, if they do something bad, it's kind of like all the good that they did is just not necessarily ignored, but overlooked by the one bad thing that they did.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, yeah. You kind of, it's sad to think that we remember people sometimes based on what they did bad. Like, more bad than good. Like, maybe if he, like, I don't know. Let's see. What, I don't know what could, like, overcome the fact that he's known for, like, having this scandal with Monica Lewinsky. And, like, the dress. Like, you can watch MTV's, like, 90s, and it's, like, one of the things they talk about on, like, 100 hits of the night. Not hits, but, like, things that happened in the 90s. And, like, one of them is, like, all about Bill Clinton. And it's, like, the funniest thing on earth. But
I guess pay attention in your gov class in high school, because then you actually do learn other things about Bill Clinton other than the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
That sounds kind of important. But here's some facts about him. He was born August 19th, 1946, in Hope, Arkansas. He's still married to Hillary Rodman, well, now Hillary Clinton. It's kind of cool between them, don't you think, that she's now trying to get out there, and she's a politician, and she ran. I mean, it's kind of cool to think that, like, Bill Clinton was president, and then Hillary Clinton tried to run for president, and it's politically active. I, like, don't ever think of any other president whose wife or spouse, like, went out there and tried to become president. I mean, like, Eleanor Roosevelt did things.
Yeah, there were a lot of presidential wives that were active, like, very active, like Michelle Obama. Even, I think, Laura Bush.
Yeah,
were pretty active. But then Hillary.
Hillary's like, I'm gonna be president.
She's gonna go all the way and try to be president.
Like, that's pretty bold, and it's kind of cool. Bill Clinton went to Georgetown University, Oxford University, Rhodes Scholar, and Yale University. That's a lot. That's a ton. Like, that's a lot of education. I don't know if I could do that. Bill Clinton's a homie for that.
Sounds like he took 20 years of schooling. I'm probably overestimating, but
It sounds like a lot. So, Clinton's father, William Jeffrey Blythe, died 3 months before his son's birth. And in his teens, Clinton later adopted his stepfather's last name, Clinton, and his stepfather was named Roger Clinton. It kind of makes sense. I never knew that. I thought Bill Clinton's name was just William Clinton. That's so.
His name is so long. When you read it off, my eyes, like, widened. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're like, who is this man?
I know. Who, like, I thought we were talking about Bill Clinton.
Who's this Blythe? He's also the second U.S. president to be impeached. The first was Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And it was due to his lying about his affair with the White House intern Monica Lewinsky. I mean, that's not too bad. That's kind of a cool fact to have on you. We'd kind of discussed it before.
It's not good to be impeached.
I mean, it's kind of cool. Like, oh, yeah, I was that president got impeached. Woo!
That's bad!
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool, you know. There's other things about him. You know, he has better things. He was the third youngest president and the first from the baby boomer generation. So he did not go through World War II or World War I. So mm-hmm. He's the first one. That's kind of cool. It's kind of an interesting idea. President Clinton presided over the longest period of peacetime economic expansion in American history. Woo! Wonder why people don't remember that over Monica Lewinsky. I guess no one really
cares.
Because
they're not educated.
We've got to educate our kids out there. Clinton became the first Democratic Republic since FDR to be elected president twice. Obama has become the second Democrat in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. I mean, that's a long run. Like, Democrat, Republican, or Republican, Republican. And then Clinton's all like, no, I'm going to be elected twice. Boom.
He did it.
he did it. Are you like, yeah, cool. My favorite thing about Bill Clinton that I remember is that he was an excellent saxophone player in high school and continued to be an excellent sax player. He even earned first chair in a state band of students. That's pretty cool. State band is really hard. You go out there and like, you audition against like 1,000 other kids. Maybe not 1,000, but a lot of kids who are really good at bands. So he's really good. And then he later played saxophone on the Arsino Hall show. I remember that. I mean, I wasn't alive, but I remember watching it on YouTube billion times.
I've never seen him play the saxophone.
What?
No. I know he does, but I've never seen him in a video do it.
We're going to watch it one day because it is such a great video. It's so inspiring to me because he's playing the sax and he looks so cool doing it. And, like, I don't ever think of, like, ooh, cool president. Like, he puts his shades on. And he's like, I'm going to play the sax. Ooh. Like, that's cool. I read somewhere that some people called him the MTV president because he did do that. And MTV was a huge thing during his presidency. It was definitely out there.
Well, 90s.
90s, man. I mean, we're kind of 90s kids, right? Not really.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, 96, and you're 95.
Yes.
But, like, we weren't that old during it. We don't, like, I can't, like, be like, yeah, I was a teenager during the 90s. Like, I got to wear those cool clothes, and I saw, like, Bill Clinton play the sax live on TV. And I also got to go through Bill Clinton's, like, impeachment process. Like, that's kind of cool. Like, I don't know. I wish Obama would play the sax or something, or the trumpet.
Obama's pretty cool.
I mean, he's pretty cool. I think that he's, like, one of those, like, cooler presidents. Like, Bill Clinton's cool, and then he did something bad, and people remember for that. Obama's kind of cool, but then I don't think he's as cool as Bill Clinton in sax playing. That's pretty radical.
I feel that's a talent that really sets him apart from the other presidents. Because, come on, it's saxophone.
It's a cool instrument. Cool people play it. It's so true. He was also tied with 5 others as the 4th tallest president in the nation's history. Want to guess how tall he was? No?
6.
Oh.
Am I close?
Yeah.
Okay, 6.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah.
Yes!
Woo! We're not even at trivia yet, and she's already getting the right answers. This is good. I know the exact date that Clinton said his famous line to us kids. Do you want to say, do you know the line that everyone knows? Do you want to try to impersonate him? I can never do it.
No.
I know that it was January 26, 1998. It's the exact date
Monica
that he
Lewinsky.
Said it. It is.
I did not have...
Go for it.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, I feel bad that we're laughing about it because it's not a funny matter. But
I think it's so funny. Not in a way of making fun of Bill Clinton or anything, but just hear, if you hear that line, I guess out of context, you're just hearing it. I think it's funny.
I feel kids nowadays don't like. I know there's a song called Monica Lewinsky, and it
which
has,
I told you to play on the radio station, but you said you're not allowed to.
I'm not. It says a couple bad words, you know. But they have the clip of Bill Clinton saying that, and kids are gonna be confused. I think like nowadays.
Oh,
like,
I feel
why
it just,
does he say
it just
that?
Adds to the. What do they? I feel like people think Bill Clinton's like a party president.
I think he's a party president. He played sax.
True.
Like, he had...
But as in party president as he didn't care about his responsibilities.
I guess. I mean, he did have a lot of scandals. Like, it's not just Monica Lewinsky that
came
up.
There, like, land investment issues or, like, trying to hide money?
Yeah, but...
various things?
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah. I think there was a lot of that behind it, but, like, the sexual harassment, rape charges... Monica Lewinsky that really went above and beyond. I feel like he was the first president to kind of get it thrown at him. Because JFK, I've read a lot of things.
You mean the Marilyn Monroe
thing? Yeah, you know, you hear that he was a womanizer. But when you think womanizer president-wise, I think Bill Clinton. I don't think Bill Clinton's as good-looking as JFK, but...
I've heard Bill Clinton referred to as a womanizer.
Yeah, he had a lot of... Like, a lot of people came forward. Whether it was true or not, I mean, a lot of times that happens. People come forth and they're like, oh, this happened and this happened because someone else said it. It may or may not be true. I'm not sure. But he's known for it, which is, you know, kind of weird. I mean, let's turn to the happy parts of his presidency. He had a cat named Socks and was one of the most famous of all presidential pets as part of the Clinton family stay in the White House. But President Clinton was also reported allegedly to allergic to cat dander. So supposedly he was allergic to cats, even though he had this cat named Socks. I feel like a lot of people are allergic to cats and have cats anyways. My brother is allergic to cat and we have a cat.
I feel like that's true. It's kind of a thing where the companionship overcomes the fact that you are allergic to the cat.
You know, I love Socks so much. He's so important. I need to, like, have him, even though he makes me feel like...
Socks, one, is already an awesome name.
Yeah, I won't...
Two, he's probably a super cool cat. He probably, if he could probably play saxophone if he wanted to.
The cat itself?
Yes, the cat itself.
I'm pretty sure we could probably find a picture on the internet of the cat... And Bill Clinton playing the sax.
Probably.
Maybe on a rug.
With, like, their sunglasses and berets on.
That sounds awesome, and I'm going to look that up the minute I'm done with this show. I'm just going to scourge the internet for that image. And if I can't find it, I'm going to make it myself and post it. I'm going to use some Photoshop, you know, and put Bill Clinton out there. And send it to him, maybe, like, through his email. Maybe he'll really appreciate that one. Probably not, but I don't know.
Probably. I feel other people have done it.
No.
Yeah, they had to.
I mean, it's... You don't think we thought of it? Maybe?
Maybe.
50-50. I researched a lot of presidents because each show's about a president. And somehow, most of the time, you can find something about the president if they were somewhere around the same decade or living around the time JFK was around. Somehow, like, either met him, saw his funeral, or something like that. It's kind of weird, but you always find something like, oh, they were inspired by JFK, or they shook his hand, or they went to his parade. It's always kind of weird. And I found one. Clinton was just 16 years old when he shook hands with JFK in 1963, just 4 months before Kennedy's death.
Wow.
Clinton later said he muscled his way through the line to meet JFK at the Boys Nation event. I always find those, and I think it's... I don't know whether they're telling the truth or they're like, JFK's a cool president. It's kind of cool if I'm like, I saw JFK. I shook his hand. I mean, I would lie about it if I could. I wasn't alive, though, so...
But what if it's, like, he probably had that drive. If you want to become president, you have to have that drive. And also money. But you got to have that drive to be able to take all those responsibilities. And he could or could not be lying. But he might have had that, like, power, like, that passion to be president. He's like, I need to meet the current president of the time to inspire him.
I did read somewhere that it said that JFK inspired him to be president, but I'm not sure if it's true or not. I feel a lot of people say that. I could probably say that too, be like, I want to be president because JFK was president. Woo! Like, yeah, I could probably do it. So, we just discussed Bill Clinton, and we talked about a couple facts. Went through Monica Lewinsky a lot. It's kind of interesting. And we're going to take a break right now. And this is DJ Freak with Nikki at Oval Hour at radio.dominican.edu. After the break, we'll do a little trivia and see how Nikki is at this.
Yes!
Cause it's a the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
It was you, you and I. We were two young kids in love. And we drank about our life. We promised to ourselves we'd stay together. And we drove alone.
Hey, this is DJ Freak at Oval Hour at radio.dominican.edu. Before the break, me and Nikki, my guest, were discussing Bill Clinton, and we put down some facts. How do you think Bill Clinton, do you have a better view of him, even though we mainly focused on Monica Lewinsky? There's a couple other facts about him that were kind of cool.
I feel that now I'm aware of the fact that maybe I should take into consideration all the other things that Bill Clinton has done.
Yeah.
And not focus on the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Yeah, maybe. Probably not. If I had to write a paper about him, it'd probably be mainly about his scandal.
I think I had to write a paper about him in high school. And once you take the time to look into it, there's actually a lot of things that he had done. But like I said before, it's been overlooked by the scandal.
Yeah, that's for sure. Are you ready for some trivia, Nikki?
I'm ready.
Presidential trivia.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
Because I'm not good at history trivia.
You got multiple choices in this one.
Okay.
Okay. In which state was Abraham Lincoln born? A, Virginia. B, Kentucky. C, Pennsylvania. D, Connecticut.
Is it not C or D?
Really? Really? That's how you're going to do this?
Is it B?
It is B. Do you remember what B was?
Kentucky.
Yay! That's one. This is good. One.
How many are there?
There's six.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can get half of them right, I'll give you a high five.
Okay.
If you get more than half right, I'll give you a hug.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yes.
Second Chris question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What was Abraham Lincoln's mother's name?
Oh, my gosh.
A, Mary Todd Lincoln. B, Mary Hanks Lincoln. C, Nancy Hanks Lincoln. D, Nancy Todd Lincoln.
Oh no, I think it's A.
Are you sure? Is it your final guess?
Am I close?
Let's maybe like think about that one a little.
Like, I wanna either say A or D, but I feel like I'm wrong with both of them.
You're wrong with both of them.
That's C.
It's C. Wow. Process of elimination.
There was B there still.
A, Mary Todd Lincoln was his wife.
Oh my gosh. That's why the name is familiar.
Yeah, it's a little like a little light goes off in your head and you're like, yeah, that's probably it. It's a familiar name. But it's C, Nancy Hanks Lincoln. Now you know.
Now maybe we know.
You can trick some people with that question, because I definitely would think Mary Todd Lincoln, like, and then I'd be like, no, that's wrong, but I'd already put it down and I'd be wrong. Are you ready for the third question?
Yeah.
Which president is also known as the father of the Constitution? A. Thomas Jefferson. B. Abraham Lincoln. C. James Madison. D. George Washington.
Oh, no. I want to say Madison or Jefferson.
You only get one.
Which one is it?
You get to pick one.
Let me think in my head.
Why do you gotta think in your head?
Is it Madison?
You're right.
Oh, my
gosh. James Madison.
Okay, good.
Are you ready for the fourth question?
No, but okay.
No. Why are you not ready?
I feel like I'm getting worse with every question.
Are you really? Are you?
Yes.
Okay, four. How many stars did the United States flag have when George Washington became president? A, 12. B, 13. C, 14. D, 15. Let's use our heads here. George Washington became president.
I know.
The United States flag.
Mm-hmm.
Mount of stars.
I want to say 12.
You want to say 12? Is that your final
answer? I don't want to say 13 because that's 13 colonies and that's the stripes.
So you're going with 12?
Is it 13 stars too?
What's your answer? You can't
go. Okay, 12.
12, it's wrong. It's 13.
Oh, no.
There was 13 stars and 13 stripes.
Oh, that makes more sense. Because it, yeah, represented. Okay, okay.
It's okay. It's okay. That one's kind of tricky. People be like, I mean, there's what was going on in your head probably goes on in a lot of people's heads. There's 12 stripes. Why would there, I mean, there's 13 stripes, my bad. Why would there be 13 stars? But, you know, it's okay. Are you ready for the next question? I think you're going to go uphill from here.
Okay, I'm ready then.
Which president is associated with the term OK, like O dot K or OK? A. William Henry Harrison. B. John Taylor. Tyler.
I was going to say Taylor.
Yeah, that's wrong. C. Ulysses S. Grant. D. Martin Van Buren.
I have no idea for this one. Is it A?
Do you even remember what president that is?
Was it a Harrison president?
It was.
Am I right?
No.
Let me guess again.
Okay, fine.
Is it D?
Martin Van Buren?
Okay, I feel like it's Grant. Is it Grant?
No.
Oh, it's B?
No.
Was it D?
It was D. I think it's D. You moved on from there. You can't just, you know, I gave you a second chance. And then you're like, yeah, maybe.
I doubted in myself. I should have just stayed with my first gut feeling.
You should have.
Well, actually, I answered wrong the first time. My second gut feeling.
Yeah, your second gut feeling. So it's Martin Van Buren. He coined the phrase, okay. Okay, this is your last one. Let's see. You got the first one right. You got the second one wrong. You got the third one right, but I think after the second attempt. The fourth one wrong. The fifth one wrong, even though I gave you a second chance.
I can still get a high five if I get the sixth one.
Technically, I'll give you a high five, you know. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
This is for the high five, so don't mess up, okay?
Okay.
Who was the only president to serve more than two terms? A, FDR. B, Hoover. C, George W. Bush. D, Bill Clinton.
Oh, A.
Who was A?
It was FDR.
Yes. Oh, high five.
Yay.
Oh, FDR. I feel like you tuned into, you know, when I talked about FDR. Did you? Or you're just a dead liar? And
no, I know stuff about FDR.
He's one of my favorite presidents.
I know.
You know that.
I do know that.
Roosevelt's are my favorite. They're so good. I'm speechless about them. But we're not talking about them today. We're moving on And we're going to go to Ronald Reagan.
Yay.
Yay. Californian. Yay. California. Yay.
Reagan. Yay.
Woo. Okay. Ronald Reagan was an American actor and a politician. He was the 40th president of the United States from 1981 to 1989 and served as the 33rd governor of California. Woot. In 1967 to 75 before his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually born in Illinois, but I'm like, he's Californian. He was a governor. Like, he lived here long enough that he could be a governor. And he's Californian in my heart. As president, Ronald implemented sweeping new political and economic incentives. His supply-side economic policies, dubbed Reaganomics, advocated reducing tax rates to serve economic growth, controlling the money supply to reduce inflation. Yes, of course. Reduce inflation, deregulation of the economy, and reducing government spending. I remember learning Reaganomics and economics, and it was crazy, and it was a whole section, and I was going crazy at that point because I'm not really into economics. It's not my thing.
I don't think I learned that in economics.
You didn't, like, touch on it? Like, let's talk about Reaganomics today, and I'm like, why? But let's not.
I think we just talked about that in my government class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just general principles in economics.
That makes sense. In his first term, he survived an assassination attempt. I remember watching
that. Oh, that one was scary.
I remember, didn't his bodyguard get shot too? Like, he was like,
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That's what they're for.
My dad talked about that. Because Reagan's his favorite president.
Ooh. Wonder if he's tuning in. It's Reagan.
Probably not.
Wow, okay.
My dad doesn't know about this station.
What? It's radio.dominican.edu. He should know about it. Oval Hour, 7 on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Like, he should know. I should have told him when I saw him. Like,
you should have. I'll tweet it, maybe. Maybe he'll see it.
Maybe like, ooh, let's tune in, Ronald Reagan. He also took a hard line against labor unions and escalated the war on drugs. That's a little downside.
Mm.
Good job on that part, but that's okay. His second term was primarily marked by foreign matters, such as the ending of the Cold War, the 1986 bombing of Libya, and the revelation of the Iran-Contra affair. He also negotiated with Soviet General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev, and when he did that, he decreased both countries' nuclear arsenals.
Oh, Gorbachev?
Yeah.
Gorbachev, whatever his name is.
Gorbachev. And during his, because of his negotiations with Soviet General Secretary, that's long. He likes that title in front of him. The fall of the Berlin Wall happened and the dissolution of the Soviet Union occurred soon after.
Didn't they make a statue of him?
Gorbachev or Ronald Reagan?
I mean, Reagan. Or am I thinking of a different president?
Like in Berlin?
I thought they did.
I feel like... I'm not sure. I could probably look it up.
I'm gonna look it up.
Do it. I feel like there was definitely a statue of Gorbachev. And then they took it down or something like that. Like, they chopped his head off or, like...
No way.
I feel like that happened. Might have been Stalin, though. I think there was... I think it was someone else that they just, like, pushed it over. I don't really remember. Ronald Reagan also served in the military as in the army, and he was a captain from 1942 to 1945. And he went to school in Eureka College in 1932. That's kind of cool. You normally think of presidents like military service, and they have that background. Some fun facts about her presidency. You want to hear these?
I do.
Do you?
Of course I do. It's Reagan.
It's Reagan. He appointed the first female Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor. Definitely read those little blue books. You remember those blue books about people? They were like bibliographies about people. And you remember those? It's like their name was huge on the first page and like title page, and it was a picture of
them.
You read
this at school?
Yeah, no, there was like a collection of them. They were blue books and they are hardback.
Oh, you remember? They're like kids' books.
They're kids' books and they have a ton of pictures.
I know what you're talking about.
I think I remember reading hers. I distinctly remember. I think I still have it at home. Like, I have Paul Revere, Betsy Ross, like
Ooh,
Jackie
I have
Robinson.
Betsy Ross, too.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson. I think, like, FDR and JFK. Like, I think I actually have a lot. And one of them is Sandra Day O'Connor. So, I mean, maybe I should read up on her. Reagan did a good job on that. Reagan loved jelly beans.
Oh, I know. If you go to the Reagan Library, you can buy a whole collection of jelly beans.
It's true. Do you know what his favorite flavor was?
I don't know. I want to say cherry or something.
No.
Cinnamon. It's cinnamon.
No. What? It's so random. You're like, cinnamon. It's got to be
cinnamon.
What color
is it? Blueberry.
What color is it?
Yeah.
It's his favorite flavor is red.
Is this a joke?
No, it's licorice. It's licorice.
Ew, no one likes licorice.
What?
I don't like licorice.
I think a lot of people like licorice. Old? Black licorice is old. Disgusting.
Older people, I feel, like black licorice flavor. That's the kind. That's the jelly bean flavor. It's the black licorice one. That's regular licorice. And then they have red. Like red
really?
Vines.
Is that maybe like the original jelly bean? Maybe
yeah.
I should like go and read some articles about that. And he started eating jelly beans in 1967 because he was trying to quit pipe smoking.
Ah.
I mean, that's a way to do it. He later switched to Jelly Bellies, which is kind of cool. I don't really know what the difference is, though. Isn't Jelly Bellies just a company that makes jelly beans?
Yeah.
Like, kind of different, maybe?
Jelly Bellies are good quality jelly beans.
He knew his stuff. Reagan was also an actor. Which
Ooh,
is
yes.
kind of cool that we had a president as an actor.
And a lifeguard.
He was a lifeguard. I read that he saved about 177 people. I don't know if that's really accurate. Like, I don't know how you figure out, like, you saved that person. Like, were they actually going to die?
Very true, very true.
Like, did you count it based on how many people were in the pool? And like you're like, it kind of saved that person because they didn't drown while I was on duty.
It was like a beach lifeguard. Haven't you seen the photos where he's like on the beach and he's in his like swim trunks and he has his like lifeguard whistle?
So, I mean, maybe, yeah, it's probably easier to count how many people saved then. Because in a pool, it's kind of like, you're in the pool and you know how to swim, but probably at the beach, people are like, oh, I'm going to go put my feet in the water and then they get dragged out. And you're like, oh, got to go save you now. Like, no big deal. I have these weird facts about him, and it's about his eyesight and hearing. His eyesight, he was nearsighted since childhood and began wearing glasses around the time he entered high school. He began wearing contact lenses when he began his acting career. That's important. You don't want to...
Well, yeah.
It's kind of funny looking. And which was shortly after they first became available. So, wow, he's kind of old. I mean, he is dead. That means lenses haven't been here for very long. I don't really know. I don't use contact lenses or glasses.
I think they used to make them out of actual glass.
Are you sure?
I think they did. I'm not even kidding.
Not even kidding.
Let's look it up.
You're going to look it up? Okay. Well, let's discuss his hearing. So, Ronald Reagan was hard of hearing, especially in his right ear, since an actor fired a pistol near his head during the making of a motion picture.
That was because I'm pretty sure someone tried to kill him on a set. No, I think this was a different actor.
Yeah.
I think I'm switching my facts.
No. The film was one of the four released in 1939 and 1940, in which Reagan portrayed Secret Service agent Brass Bancroft.
I told you, contact lenses were first made of glass.
You put that like in your eye, glass in your eye is what you're trying to tell me.
Fitted the first glass contact lenses.
What? Okay.
That's what it says. If they make glass eyes.
That's but they can't look through them. They're just glass eyes in the socket where their eye used to be.
Okay, well, instead of just having it rested on your face, it's like in your eye. Like, instead of rested glasses on your face, it's just in your eye.
Just in your eye. Are you sure about that?
It's Google says.
Google says this, Google says that. Is it true? No.
I want to say 95% accurate.
Okay.
Because there were a lot of links and sources that said glass contact lenses.
What? I've never seen those before.
It's okay. Let's just talk about Reagan.
Yeah, we're getting off topic. Let's continue with his acting. Ronald Reagan was not the original choice to star in Casablanca. Instead of Humphrey Bogart, the urban legend over the issue is documented on this website called Snoops.com, and it started with a paragraph of Warner Brothers press release issued before the movie was made. Whoa. Bogart was also expected to play the lead role, so it's kind of cool.
Humphrey Bogart was like a superstar at that time.
Ronald Reagan was a superstar.
And then he becomes president, so what does it matter?
Yeah. I've never seen a movie that he's been in, have you?
No. I think I've had to have seen something, because I'm pretty sure my dad has watched a movie with Reagan, if Reagan is his favorite president.
Maybe it was his favorite actor, and then became his favorite president.
No, I think my dad was too young, or maybe not even born yet, to understand that, like, Reagan was an actor.
Are you sure about that?
My dad was born in 60, and didn't you say Reagan was president around 65? Or did you say 67?
67 to 75 was when he was governor, and when he was president, was 81 to 89. It's okay.
I got that wrong.
He was the latter half. Probably didn't see them as a kid in movie theaters, Reagan acting, but he definitely was alive when Reagan was alive. But that's okay, you know. Reagan is the only U.S. president to get a divorce. He had married actress Jane Wyman in 1940s, and the couples divorced in 1984, and then he later married Nancy Davis in 1952.
Nancy Reagan.
Why do you say that? Do you like Nancy Reagan?
Yes.
Why?
She's a homie.
Why is she a homie? This is so broad. Like,
I don't know. I read something in my gov class, and I was like, wow, she's a homie.
She's a homie?
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot more facts for you about Ronald Reagan, but we're going to take a break right now, and this is Oval Hour, and my guest is Nikki, and this is radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And after the break, we'll continue with some interesting facts, very in-depth facts, like his favorite activities, his favorite Bible verse, and like his favorite Bible, just the Bible itself, comic strips. So stay tuned in at radio.dominican.edu.
These feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine,
came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. If you be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Your kiss just said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade.
This is DJ Freak with my guest Nikki at Oval Hour. This is Penguin Radio at Dominican.edu. Before the break, me and Nikki were discussing Ronald Reagan and just blurting out some facts, some random facts about him and his acting, his favorites, his verse. Do you like Ronald Reagan? I know you told me your father is a Ronald Reagan fan. Is he one of those presidents, like, when I think of JFK, I think of when I don't know what movie or show I was watching, but the people had a picture of JFK in their house. Like, that's how much they loved him. I feel like Ronald Reagan's one of those presidents. Like, you put him in your kitchen.
Well, I know with JFK, he supported the civil rights movement.
So
I know there was a lot of respect for JFK. And then I know for Reagan, he was very popular with the people. And I think it had to do with his previous acting career and all that. And he's very charismatic.
Yeah, acting, that means he's pretty good at public speaking and he knows how to present himself well. So I think acting really probably helped a lot. And he was governor beforehand.
Mm-hmm. So he had some experience in politics.
California. I love California. I can never get over the fact that he was our governor, and I didn't get to know this man. Like, our governor has been Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jerry Brown. Like, I mean, I want Ronald Reagan. Reagan himself. Like, who doesn't want that? So, I have a couple of Reagan's favorites, and I love finding these because sometimes they're the weirdest things. Like, what's his favorite book? And it's like, the Bible. Or what's his favorite passage in the Bible, or verse, or what's his favorite prayer? So his favorite Bible verse is John 3, chapter 16. I think I said that right. Oh, my religion teacher would be...
No, John 13, verse 16.
chapter three.
Goodness gracious.
Verse 16. Oh, my religion teacher would be so mad right now that I could not say that properly.
It goes chapter and then verse.
Chapter then verse. Verses, if there's multiples. So it's John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's inspiring. I'm glad I read that. I feel like I can go to bed now and I'll be okay.
That's good to know.
His favorite hymn was Battle Hymn of the Republic. And I actually love that hymn, and I wish I could play it right now. And
I'm not familiar with that one.
You're not? Mm-mm. It's kind of one of those like national like songs that we have. You know, we have our national anthem, but we also have other songs.
Okay.
The movies which he acted in were All American in 1940 and King's Row in 1941. And his movie roles were George Gripp, or the Gripper, and Drake McHugh. That's kind of like, what if they came up to him? People probably be like, you're a president, but you were also George Gripp. That's kind of funny. His favorite, you want to guess what his favorite movie soundtrack was?
I'm probably not going to get it right, so you might as well just tell me.
No, go for it.
I don't want to guess.
Come on, like, think of it. Let's think of, like, you know what my favorite movie soundtrack is. Then
That's Jurassic Park, for all of you listeners who want to know.
No, it's close. That's my favorite song.
Oh no, like, is it Star Wars?
Song. Soundtrack is Lord of the Rings.
No!
Like, overall soundtrack. But Jurassic Park is, like, my favorite song.
Okay, well, what's Reagan's?
The Sound of Music. Like, I feel like that's a thing for everyone during that era. Like,
probably,
I love the
probably.
Sound of Music. Like, yeah. It's my favorite one.
Actually, I'm pretty sure my dad likes that soundtrack, too.
Your dad sounds like a homie, and he's a homie.
He is. He'd probably be best friends with Reagan if he could, if you could meet any, or if you could eat lunch with anyone for a day, like, if they're dead or alive, who would it be? My dad would probably pick Reagan.
Who would you pick? Who would you pick?
Always the one that comes to my mind first is James Dean.
James Dean. Like, James Dean,
the actor.
Which kind of actor?
Like, what do you mean, which kind of actor? No, James Dean, Rebel Without a Cause.
Like, yeah, James Dean. Okay.
Yes.
You had to clarify, there's more than one James Dean actor.
That is true.
It's true.
There are other people I'd pick, but it's James Dean always comes to my mind first.
Not Marlo?
No.
No. No. That's fine. That's cool. I feel like most people say, like, Michael Jackson.
No, definitely not.
Thinking, like, Abraham Lincoln or Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King Jr.
Gandhi might be cool to talk to. And MLK.
And MLK. I've never really thought about it too hard who I'd talk to. But I don't know who it would be. Probably be...
I would want to talk to the women, like Susan B. Anthony times.
Be like, how was it? I'm sorry we couldn't help you. Sorry.
That time must have sucked.
Yeah. Well, now we're talking about sucky things. Let's talk about some of the dislikes that Ronald Reagan had.
Good transition. Makes sense.
Makes sense. He disliked three foods. And one of them is similar to, like, one of the food items is one that I know you hate. So I think you can guess what it is.
Oh, my gosh. So I have two. Brussels sprouts and eggplant.
He hated... Okay, hated. Sorry. Hate is a strong word. No one should use it. Dislike. Sorry. He disliked Brussels sprouts just like you did.
We're twins.
Twins. Maybe you are his incarnated body.
I hope so. Maybe I could become president one day. Probably not.
Don't have a bad attitude like that. I believe in you, Nikki.
You do? I really should polish up on my politics. Because Gov was probably one of my worst classes in high school.
I love Gov to an extent. I love the history, like the history behind Gov, when you learn about like where we got certain political ideas and structure.
That part was cool. Just all the positions and, oh gosh, nope.
Like what each, like exact details.
Oh
like
my gosh, when we had to get tested on like who does what and who's this, I just Well, I was circling letters. I just did my best.
I feel you. I feel you. Well, this is. I know this is not Gov class, and I want to give you quiz, but we're going to do another trivia quiz so you can redeem yourself. Even though I did give you that high five earlier, even though you technically didn't get it. But you can redeem yourself now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, the first question is, which president died on the 4th of July? A, Grover Cleveland. B, John Quincy Adams. C, Millard Fillmore. D, John Adams.
Oh, I think it's John Adams.
You're right. Oh, that's one.
Starting off strong.
Starting off strong. You only have to get 3 of the 6 right.
For a high five?
For a high five. And remember, if you get more than that, you get a hug.
Hooray.
Who doesn't want a hug from me? Like, let's be honest.
Those are special.
Who said these famous words? I hope you can get this. This is like one of the things that, a little bit easier. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Oh, okay, read me the answers. I know this one because my sister talks about this one to me.
A, Abraham Lincoln. B, Ronald Reagan. C, Ulysses S. Grant. D, John F. Kennedy.
It's JFK.
That's beautiful. You're going strong.
I'm pretty sure I only know a lot of these answers is because my sister tells me her presidential facts.
I think me and your sister.
I told you that. You would probably be really good friends with my sister.
Me and Lala.
Yeah, my sister.
Would I be able to say Lala to her?
Probably not.
Dang it. I'm a little upset about that.
I'd tell her beforehand and she'd probably be okay with it.
Okay. This question's easy, so you're definitely gonna get your high five. Which president was also a popular movie actor?
Oh, okay, go.
Do you need multiple choice?
Yeah. I just want to hear what the
a,
options are.
A, JFK. B, Hubert Hoover. C, Dwight D. Eisenhower. D, Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Get your high five.
Yay!
Yeah. Who issued... Okay, are you ready for the next one? I didn't ask you if you were ready. It's rude.
Okay.
Who issued the Emancipation Proclamation? A, George Washington. B, Abraham Lincoln. C, Andrew Jackson. D, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
I feel like it's going to be bad if I don't know this one.
No. I know. She's trying to look at the answers. No.
Is it B?
Is it Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. I would have been embarrassed if I got that one wrong.
Is that a little heart attack?
Yes.
Maybe.
I feel like I know Abraham Lincoln has done a lot of things, but the names always get jumbled up in my head. There's a lot to remember.
There's a lot to remember about him and what he did and, you know, important things like that. No big deal. You ready for the next one, though?
Yeah.
You have 2 more, and then you get a hug. Like,
I already got more than 3, so I already get a hug.
Okay, technically.
Technically.
But don't you want to get all 6 right?
Redeem myself.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Who established the Peace Corps?
Oh, no.
A, Dwight D. Eisenhower. B, Ulysses S. Grant. C, Thomas Jefferson. D, JFK.
I want to say JFK.
Boom.
But I feel... Is it JFK?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say none of the other answers make sense. But I was going to admit that I had no idea.
That was a good guess. Guesstimation, right?
Guesstimation.
It's the correct way to guess. Don't just guess. You got to guesstimate. Are you ready for the final one? Like 6 and 6
I'm
on this one,
Nikki.
I'm ready
to win it all.
Which political party was Bill Clinton affiliated with? I don't know if you can get this one. I don't know. A, the Republican Party. B, the Democratic Party. C, the Libertarian Party. D, the Green Party. Take your time. I know this is a hard question.
I'm kind of struggling because I'm kind of feeling all the answers except for Democrat.
except he was all of them at one point.
Yes.
Like, realistically, probably all of them went through his head and
you gotta consider all the views. You gotta consider it all. But his tie, I'm pretty sure in the picture his tie is blue. And doesn't that mean he's Democrat?
Because his tie was blue. That's why we know.
If you look at the pictures of the president, true. They all wear ties that are associated
Fun
with
Fun fact, guys. It's very true. And that's how we used to have one in our room, but my teacher would, like, the pictures of the presidents, he would have them up and he would cover their, like, faces and their names, but the ties would somehow, like, there was a little gap between them. And that's how I would, like, remember the order, because there was something I could latch on to and remember, like, how many.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
Yeah. So, you got all six right, and I'm really proud of you, Nikki.
Yes.
Lou, she gets that hug. That's exciting. So, if you were to become president, Nikki, I asked this last time, and I actually really love this question now. If you became president, what would be the first thing you do? If you could do anything. Like,
oh, gosh.
I mean, realistically, some people are like, they say random things. Some people are like, politically, I'd do this. What would you do?
Honestly, I'm just going to bring this up. One, if I ever became president, I'd probably cry. I just can't fathom the responsibilities that they all have. It's just crazy. But, oh my gosh, this sounds really, really weird, but I would probably set up a farm and you could just play with pugs.
That sounds perfect, Nikki. Thank you. That's a good note to end on.
And they can be like therapy dogs, see?
Oh.
Yeah. And you just play with them.
Well, thanks, Nikki, for telling me that. And thank you for being my guest today on Oval Hour, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Today we discussed Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan. And tune in next time. And I'll be talking about JFK. Thank you.